Joel Vaughn has been on the road for a little while. He's finally back home, but he's had some adventures. He's with us now. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I saw your social media post about a recent adventure you had, and oh my goodness, I want you to share that. What happened?
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't anything like major, but it could have been. I flew into Houston last week preparing to lead worship for a congregation out there, and I check my bag, I check my guitar, which some people are like, oh, no, you check your guitar. I do, because it's actually safe. And get on the plane, short flight from Nashville to Houston, like an hour and a half, and we get landed. I go and get my guitar. It's unscathed. It's totally fine. I get to the shuttle bus, ride the shuttle bus. I call my wife to check in and let her know that I'm okay and everything. I walk right off the bus, go to my rental car, and I'm like, man, I can't find my rental car. This is strange, because I do the fast break thing. And I finally find a car, get it. It's not technically my car, but they were like, yeah, there weren't any in the slots where you needed to pick it up, so you can take this one. It's fine. I was like, sweet. So I leave. I drive 18 miles away from the airport, and just like in Home Alone, if you've ever seen the movie, Kevin's mom screams, Kevin! That was me when I realized I had left my guitar and my luggage sitting at the airport.
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah, I yelled, like, I left my guitar! I was on the phone with my wife, like on Bluetooth audio as I'm driving. I'm getting off the exit. She was like, what? You have to turn around now. This isn't a cheap guitar. Like I've invested a lot. I have a couple of guitars, but this is the one that I invested a lot of money in, and it would be devastating to lose, kind of thing.
Right.
But it made me go back and check my insurance coverage just to make sure it would have been covered. So we call, we make a claim, but all we can get is a robot call. You can't get a person on the phone, and so that's frustrating. So I was like, my only choice is to drive back to this airport, 20 minutes away. And so I drove back to the airport, went back in the rental car facility where it's returning, and had to explain to them, I'm not returning my car. I left my stuff like a moron. And they were like, oh, well, you can go park over there in the moron spot. And I was like, cool. So I get out and I start asking around. I go straight to the budget place, and they're like, yeah, we haven't seen a guitar. And then I go to the other rental car place, and they're like, yeah, we haven't seen a guitar. I talked to every rental car stand that I could talk to, and this very kind lady helped me out. And she was like, I'm going to go ask around. I'm going to radio. And she's radioing people while she's standing next to me. And they're like, nope, haven't seen anything. Nope, haven't seen anything. And I'm just this pit in my stomach. And everything just like, well, that's just kind of how it is. Because it's been a rough month in the Joel house, the Vaughn household. And I was like, this is just kind of how my year is going to end on my very last gig of the year. for now, anyway. I lost a $3,500 guitar. This is awesome. And I decided, I was praying to God. I was like, God, if you can, like, overlook my stupidity and give me grace for this, could you please help me find this guitar? And then I just had this thought, like, go upstairs. Go up to the shuttle bus and ask someone, just go check, do one final check, because I was certain I left my guitar sitting in the garage. I was certain, and I don't know why I was so certain, but I thought I was. And lo and behold, I get up the escalator, and my guitar and my carry-on bag are sitting behind this desk, and this guy is standing next to him, and I was like, sir, that's my guitar, and that's my bag. And I was like, here's my license. He's like, dude, like, chill, it's okay, you can take your stuff. And I was like, I just want you to know that's mine and not somebody. He was like, it's totally cool. And I was like, where was it? He said, well, it was left on the shuttle bus, and a good Samaritan had brought it to us and left it with us. And I was like, oh, thank God, because anyone could have picked that up, could have walked away and made a ton of money, but they decided to do the right thing. And so I got my stuff, drove back to my hotel, and I laid down, and I was like, yep, that's the end of this day.
Do you think sometimes, you know, we hear those scriptures that we entertain angels unaware that, maybe an angel said, you know what, Joel, we'll help him out this time.
Yeah, it had to be. Or God was just working through another human being, and they thought, you know what, I should do the right thing with this. And maybe it was just the right person at the right time was in the right place. you know?
Oh, man.
It reminds me that God does care about the little details and the little things in our lives, just as he cares about the big things that are happening in our lives, and that he's there with us through all of it.
Well, I hope you get a little bit of rest now with your family, and hopefully we'll see you out on the road, maybe up in Canada soon. Joel Vaughn has been our guest. Thanks, Joel.
Hey, thank you.